Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, hello, and good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. And I bet you're all wondering, well, that's not Andrew D. Well, it isn't, it's me. And I'm Sarah May. And I'd like to welcome you. I have Jeanette Coombe here with me as well. So I'm going to introduce her in a little bit and tell you the reason why we're here is lovely Andrew D is a little bit poorly at the moment and unable to come to you for your show. So we've been the girlies in town, haven't we, Jeanette? And we've decided to come in like the troops and help him out.
So yes, you certainly have.
Yeah, you are with the Spiritual Awakenings show, and you haven't got the wrong night. It's not Monday night, it's Thursday night. And Jeanette and I would like to come and join you. You join us. Call in for readings if you want to. Skype in, blogtalkradio.com/, I'll get it right this time. I usually say /, MikeSpiritFM. If you want to Skype in for a reading, please do. We've got a little bit of music. I mean, normally when Jeanette and I do a show ourselves, we're used to doing the 2 hours now. We started off on the one. So I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And I'm going to bring you in, Jeanette, to say a few words to the listeners.
Yeah, hi there, everyone. As Sarah's just quite rightly said, it's not the Guiding Light show. It's not Monday night. We are standing in like the cavalry coming over the hill, really, because... bless his heart, Andrew's not very well. He's poorly today, so we thought we'd come in and you know, just take over for this evening. And I hope that you enjoy the show that Sarah and myself are going to put together for you. So what we thought we'd do, we thought we'd open the lines. And, you know, tonight I was just looking through Fabulous Book, and I don't know whether or not we could have a little chat about this or if anybody's read this or their comments, but this is a wonderful book. It's called The Realms of the Earth Angels. And it's basically, it's a wonderful book by Dorian Virtue. And it says, are you an earth angel? And it just gives you little bits of chapters, basically, about what type of earth angel you are. Absolutely fantastic book. I've really enjoyed reading it. And I thought maybe tonight what we could do is we could really bring, you know, a little bit of healing energy into the show tonight, because we could send some to Andrew, bless his heart, and also to anybody out there this evening who's feeling like a little bit low, and they could do with a little pick-me-up of healing. Sarah and I are sending out healing to you all. Okay, Sarah, now we've got 2 callers on the line, so we'd better give out the numbers just in case anybody else wants to come through. We, if you'd like to contact us, it's 760-283-4611. And we've already got 2 callers waiting in the queue, so I think I'm going to pass the first caller on to you, Sarah. And you can say hi and welcome to Spiritual Awakening.
It's unusual saying Spiritual Awakenings, isn't it, Jeanette? But it's very nice. It's got a lovely energy, this show. Beautiful. It's quite mellow, isn't it? Quite a mellow
show. Yeah,
very
nice.
Okay. I don't know the first caller's name. I do apologise. So I'm just going to say hello and welcome to Spiritual Awakenings with Andrew D, but it's Sarah May. Are you there, caller?
It's Nathaniel.
Okay, we seem to... Yeah,
hello. Hello. Hi, Nathaniel, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good. That's good. I'm sorry that you haven't got Andrew here, Nathaniel. But it's been a bit of a surprise, I presume, yes?
I have you.
Yeah, you do. You have me. You do. Is there anything specific that you want to look at, Nathaniel, want me to look at, or do you want me to just link in with you?
Yeah, just link in. My dad was there a lot. My mom, I don't know...
All right, Daddy.
supposed to be moving here shortly, but tied up here.
Right. Okay. So you're looking for a move, are you? Let's just link in and see who I've got with me. If I look at your dad's energy or somebody around you, is there a uniform involved here, Nathaniel?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because I can see a uniform, and I feel like I'm quite a proud man. I feel like, I don't know if this is a Navy uniform, and I'm not too sure whether you did merchants over there, because I'm totally out of sync when I'm outside of England. Or I can see something with stripes on it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm a lovely man. I've got almost like I've got red cheeks, okay? And quite full in the face is my feeling, but I've got a beaming sort of face around the gentleman that I can see in front of me, okay? He is giving me the name William. I don't know whether it's his name or somebody around you. Can you take the name William?
I'm just, possibly.
Right, Bill or William. Now, William may be on the earth plane. He may not be in the spirit world, because sometimes the spirits give me the names of the people on the earth plane. I feel like I've got a June link with you as well, Nathaniel. So it's either somebody's birthday in June or a passing around about that June time. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do feel like I have a lady as well. And with the lady, I can see a needle and I can see sewing. So was somebody, is somebody either into or was somebody into sewing and doing tapestry, like tapestry or embroidery?
That was my mom.
Mom. So they're both here with you then, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they stand to your side. I feel like they're there, like in stereo around you a lot of the time. I feel like you're very spiritual yourself and that you know that they're there. Do you understand? You know that they connect with you.
Yes, this is kind of new for me for the last, four or 5 years. I've been able to feel.
Okay. I can smell cigars. Who is it that smokes the cigars?
I think my grandpa.
Grandpa, we've got another one here then. So we've got the family come in. Now, there's been a block around your move, and it was of no fault of your own, okay? It's something to do with paperwork. Do you understand this, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know whether you call them lawyers or solicitors or what you call them in America, but... You're okay. I get a sense that somebody's holding on to paperwork for some reason. Either they're waiting for something, waiting for confirmation of something before this actually goes through, okay? I do want to give you the 18th of November has been relevant with you. So I do feel that this is going to be something coming forwards for you, the 18th of November. And I feel like I'm having to tick three boxes. All right. There's three things that are unresolved that need ticking before the move takes place. Okay. Now, somebody around you being a little bit sort of low self-esteem, depressed, a little bit unhappy around you on the earth plane.
I think it could be my brother, but he's just not talking to me. He just doesn't seem.
All right. Has this been since April?
Pardon me?
Did he start talking to you in an April time, April, the month of April, or is April relevant around
some,
you?
So I think it was about April, April or March.
Right. I also feel the spirit had given me the feeling of a bad eye. I've got something wrong with my eye. Now, who around you has got something wrong with their eye or had something wrong with their eye?
You know, I'm not sure right now. I'm not sure on that. It could be my brother, they're saying, but I don't know.
Okay. It's aching. It's almost like I've got pain in my eye, but I'm not worried about it. Okay. It's almost like they know about this and this has been dealt with. So you may find this out. I want to give the name Peter. Who's Peter around you?
Peter. I know a gentleman a little while. Yeah, Peter.
Lovely. Okay. Now... I've got the fall, and what kind of season is that in America, Nathaniel, the fall? Is that winter or is it autumn?
Autumn.
Autumn. So that's now, isn't it? They're giving me the fall, and I'm just think I don't know when winter comes in around you, but I definitely get this 18th of November has been very relevant with you. Okay. Okay. What else have I got with you? I've got an M name. Is it a Margaret or a Maggie? Something like that associated around you?
Could be Mary. Aunt Mary. I don't know.
Mary. Okay. Mary, okay. With Mary, do I have a January link?
Actually, she's August, but I'm not sure.
Right, take January anyway, because that's what I'm getting for you. I also feel like my jaw's aching, so who's had an aching jaw?
I'm not sure on that.
Right, just take that then, because I have to tell you what I get. Somebody may come and talk to you about it, but my jaw's aching here. Now, where am I going with you now? Okay, they're showing me a box, and I feel like it's a box with a lid on, and I feel like it's a cardboard box. And I don't know whether you've been looking in a box recently, or you've been trying to look at pictures, or looking into some sort of box. Do you understand this, Nathaniel?
Yes, I put a lot of moving, so I put a lot of stuff in boxes, right?
Okay. Right. Okay. I get the name Taylor coming in to help you. You will know of this, Taylor.
If you don't want to.
Taylor. It could be Mr. Taylor, Mrs. Taylor, or a Taylor as in a first name, but they give me the name Taylor around you as well.
Would it be my old friend Robert Taylor or not?
Could be. Is he in spirit or is he on the earth plane?
Well, his mom, Sybil Spirit, is in spirit, but he's not.
Lovely. Okay, so just take that as evidential for you. And Paula, who's Paula?
There was an aunt, Pauline, but I have a friend named Paul. Peter.
I think it's more the Pauline, because I feel it's female rather than male.
I think
okay.
It's my aunt Pauline,
okay.
And I saw her about 40 years ago.
Okay. Spirit are telling me that you have a question, Nathaniel.
You know, I'm wondering, you know, how I'm going to, you know, get some funding right now. I don't know if I'll be getting some good relocation money when I sell the house, or if I'll get an inheritance or something. I'm not sure.
Right. House move before inheritance is what I feel.
Pardon me?
House move will come in before inheritance.
Of the house move, okay. So I will be. Okay.
Right. I see a number 11 on a door, 1111, or connected around a route 11, or something to do with 11 connected with an address. I feel that it will be affordable and you will have enough money. And I feel that I've got almost like you'll just get through, you'll just make it. But the actual move is just what you need. Because I just wonder if you just want to be on the ground more is my feeling, okay? There's more rooms downstairs than there is upstairs is the feeling that I've got here. All right.
Do you know where I'll be moving?
Where?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Something beginning with W. I don't know where you are, Nathaniel.
I'm in California. I'm in Southern California in Orange County.
Is there something called Western Avenue or Western?
There could be West LA or...
Right.
West That's LA.
The sound that I'm getting. Western Avenue or Western. Because they're giving me Western around you. All right.
Well, it could be West then.
I feel that's what it is. Western.
Okay.
Okay, if that makes sense to you. That's my feeling.
I'll just have to see. There's a street called Western. It could be West Los Angeles or Westwood.
It will be Western, and you will know.
So just a Western.
Western.
Westerton. I'm making up a name.
Okay. Well, that's what they're giving me to give to you, because that's the question that you asked. Okay. I don't know whether Jeanette's going to come in and give you anything there, Nathaniel, but Jeanette, have you got anything for Nathaniel?
Yeah, I was just listening. What a lovely reading, and so many validations and connections there with you guys. What I was picking up around Nathaniel is that he needs to be near water, okay, because I do feel with him, he gets that sense of relaxation near water. That's what I've been shown. So I do feel wherever he's moving to, he will always be able to go either via the sea or somewhere's going to be very close to him. Do you understand that, Nathaniel?
Yes, Dave, I've heard that. And the thing, I'm not sure. I've also seen mountains and trees, so I don't know if that's Santa Barbara or...
Well, I feel it with you. Yeah, I feel with you. You're really drawn to the sea, okay? To live close by the sea, all right? Because I feel that you re-energized yourself by the sea. And I'm also feeling with you, my love, okay, that you've been having lower back pain lately. There seems to be an ache around the back that seems to be getting you down. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes.
I'm very drawn to that area around your back. I don't know whether or not you've injured it in the past and, you know, didn't take heed of it, or whether you've just stretched it or you've just moved it. You know, sometimes we can do these things, but I do feel that you just need to be aware of it and, you know, and just be kind to your body. Have you been doing a lot, my love?
Yes, I've been moving, you know, I moved into a storage.
Moving heavy things around? Have you been moving heavy things around, please? Yeah, because I just feel that you've overstretched yourself, you know, and I think maybe sometimes when we're in that position, we feel like as though we can do everything. But I would say just take a little bit of help and just be aware, you know, that our body is not a machine and we need to look after it. I'm also drawn, Sarah was saying Western, okay, I was feeling, okay, that there is definitely a lot of green trees, okay, in the place where you're going, because I see a row of green trees. It's almost like as though your house is going to be to the left, okay? So there's going to be a lot of green trees and your house is going to be to the left, and this place where you move into has an archway. So I don't know whether or not it's the archway of the door or whether there's an archway to go into it, but there's definitely, I've got a feeling of an archway going into your new property. So it looks quite exciting for you, Nathaniel.
Will I be buying this property or just renting?
Well, I feel like you could be renting, because I feel that this is something that you're just going to take, you know. So it's like, I'm just taking this now because I just want to move, you know. And I feel that you are very free-spirited person, and part of you doesn't really want to connect yourself down to that extent. So I feel that maybe you will rent to start with, okay? Also as well, have you got it reminds me of a camper van, that's what we call it back home, because I see you doing a lot of touring around places. So have you got like a car, but it's somewhere where you can store things? And do you kind of like moving around in different areas?
Well, I have a storage shed now, so I mean a storage space to where I can stall, put stuff. So if I go out of town, I could move out. And,
yeah.
You know, is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I feel that you are going to be looking at getting something, okay, that's going to be bigger than a car, somewhere where you can store some space, because I feel like so I'm in transit with you. I'm moving things around, you know, I'm just kind of moving things around. So what I'm feeling is that you could move and then possibly move again within the next 2 years, because I feel it's a couple of moves that you're going to be doing. Okay, because I'm just getting more than one move. So it's either you're moving twice or you're going to move and then you're going to be involved in helping someone close to you to move. Because I feel that you're going to be doing a lot of moving furniture about.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. And who is Debbie, please, or Deborah?
You know, I knew a girl I haven't seen for 20 years named Debbie.
Okay. Did she have lovely hair, please?
Yes.
Really beautiful hair. I feel that there's a connection with Debbie or Deborah. So maybe you're gonna bump into her again, because for some unknown reason, Spirit have given me that name for you. Did you have a strong connection, please?
Yes.
You know, was she like a big love of your life at that time?
You know, actually she was married to somebody else, but we weren't really, we were just friends, and she came over a couple times a week, and
I've got a connection here with Debbie, okay, with Deborah or Debbie, the lady with the beautiful hair, so there's some reason why they're giving me that, okay? They're not giving me anything more than that connection to that lady, only that you are going to be in a situation, or you're going to see her, or there's going to be news of her, or there's going to be a bump in, okay? But there's definitely something coming in, and Debbie, or a Debbie, if it's not that Debbie, a Debbie is going to be coming in around you. I'm very, very drawn to that. And also as well, I have to say, the number 7. Okay, that's a very relevant number for you, the number 7, and I don't know why, whether it's going to be the number of a property that you're going into, okay, or whether it's going to be the 7th place that you've looked at, or there's 7th, something around this place. I'm very drawn to a number 7 with this, but you know, I do feel it's this change that you're going into is going to be good for you. Have you got an animal, please? Have you got a dog?
No, only had a dog for about a month, and really haven't had a dog. Had a cat for a while.
Okay, because I feel that there's an animal coming forward to you. Okay, and I'm drawing more to a dog.
Little white dog?
So I wouldn't be I feel it is, my love. Yeah, I feel it is, because I'm drawn to a dog coming in around you.
Somebody said the next place I live might have a white dog.
Mm-hmm. I am very drawn to an animal coming in, and I'm going to go light or white with little tan patches on it. There's definitely a dog coming in around your energy, and I do feel with you, okay, that you are such a sensitive soul. I do feel that you've been through a lot, actually, and I feel as well with you that you're trying to get yourself sorted and in a place where you feel really comfortable again. And I feel you've got a lot of interest as well. Are you very, very interested in ETs and that kind of thing, my love, please?
Yes, that kind of thing and everything. You know, you don't know the angels.
Yeah, because I'm really... Yeah, I'm really drawn to the fact that you're very interested in extraterrestrials and that kind of thing. It's almost like as though you're very passionate about discovering the truth on things. You strike me as a searcher, a seeker of knowledge. So that tells me that you've got a real keen, active brain. So, you know, you are going to be doing that, and life is going to just really flower out for you. I've got a lot of yellow and pink around your energy. So to me, when I feel that, I feel a lot of love and also a lot of healing with the pink around the heart chakra. But I also feel a lot of abundance of love coming in, happiness with the yellows and the sunshine. And I just feel that you are really going to start now embracing the change. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, Nathaniel.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it so much.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much, my love. And thank you for joining in with the Spiritual Awakening tonight.
Thanks again. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, my love. Oh, that was lovely, Guy. Okay, yeah. Now we've got area caller 951. Would you like me to start that one, Sarah? Would you like to start?
That's lovely. Should we give out the number first, Jeanette, in case anybody wants to call in?
Of course, yes. It's 001760 285 4611 if you're outside the USA.
Okay, so, and inside the USA, just
and inside the USA, 760 delay then, 760-2854-611, and we're really looking forward to seeing you tonight, listening to the show with us.
Okay. So we have caller 951 online. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, darling, what's your name?
This is Donna.
Donna, and whereabouts are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm in San Diego, California.
Sounds good. I'm going to hand you over to the fantastic Jeanette Coombe.
Great.
And maybe I'll come in afterwards.
Great, thank you.
Hi, Donna. Hi. Lovely to connect with you tonight. How can I help you this evening, please?
Can I just leave it open and see what comes through? Is it?
Yes.
Okay,
of course,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Donna. Now, what I'm picking up around your energy, okay, is that I'm very, very drawn to say with you that I'm feeling a little bit stressed out about a situation around my emotional life, okay? And there seems to be a disconnect with someone who seems to be quite distant at the minute. Do you understand that feeling, please, darling?
Well, yes, I do.
Right.
Not sure specifically who you're speaking
right,
of.
But I feel that this is a family member, okay? I don't feel that this is a husband, boyfriend, partner. Mm-hmm. I feel that this is a family member. I definitely feel it's a male member, but I feel it's more family rather than personal. Can you understand that, please?
I think so. Possibly.
Right, because I'm drawn, okay, when I'm linking in with your energy, I'm drawn to... I want to take you back now, okay, to when you was younger, okay, to when you was a young girl, not now, to when you was younger. Was there difficulties in your family, please, when you was growing up as a young girl?
Yes.
Right. Thank you. Okay, because I'm just wanting to say that there was a time when you was younger, okay, a little child and, you know, early teens, I would say, where you felt like as though you had a heavy burden on you. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now then, was there a break in the family around about that time?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Because I feel like as though it's, you know, as the woman you are today, you are the woman today because of the issues that you had to deal with as a young child. Now, I am very drawn, okay, to a male figure coming in from the other side, okay, who's passed over. And he's coming in with lots and lots of love for you. As of yet, he's not given me his name, okay, but I don't think he was that old when he passed over. Do you understand who I'm linking in with here, please?
I believe
now
so.
Right. Now, he's either... a brother or an uncle, but I don't feel he was, yeah, I don't think he reached an old age because I'm being shown a younger man and he had such soulful eyes, okay? Really smiling face. Now, I'm asking him for his name and he's not saying, but I'm getting the connection to a D sounding name. Do you understand that?
A V?
D, a V. For Derek or
oh,
D. 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 Now, do you understand D?
I'm trying to, see, no, can't think of, right now I can't think of who that could be. You said C
okay.
As in cat?
No, I feel D for dog.
D for dog, okay, D.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
Nobody,
because
I can't
I'm really, because I'm getting the name David. Okay, I'm having that name strongly shouted at me now, David. So do you understand the connection to a David, please, or a David?
Well, I do know a David, but they're living.
No, it doesn't matter if they're living.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I do know a David. Definitely
okay, because I feel that the messages that I'm having is from this younger man who's passed over, okay? And I feel he's giving me the name David because there seems to be a connection to you with this gentleman. So, this David that you know, has there been some kind of a relationship with this gentleman, please?
Yes, there has.
Right. Right. And has there been some heartache linked with that gentleman?
Yes, yes, yes,
right.
There has.
Did he betray you? Did David betray you,
no.
Please, my love?
I wouldn't say betray. It didn't work out.
Heartbreaking.
On his end, yeah, there was a child involved too, so there it was some heartbreak.
Right, because I feel a lot of heartache, okay, connected to David.
Yeah.
Right. And I know it's relevant for you, okay, because right. they've given it to me so clearly. And yeah. I feel the reason why this young gentleman is showing me this name is because it's a validation to the situation right. that's been going on around you. It's just right. their way of saying, look, we are with you. We do love you. Your yeah. loved ones from the other side, they do come close. They are aware of our struggles, our problems, right. our situations. And yeah. they try to kind of hold you by the hand, really, from the spirit world to guide yeah. you through where you need to be. All right. And I feel the reason why he's giving me the name David is because he wants you to move on from that situation because it was right. very hurtful for you.
Right.
Okay. And I do feel that there is another gentleman coming in for you. I'm strongly drawn, okay, to this new energy coming in. And another name that they've strongly given me as well, and I'm going to have to give it to you and you're going to have to take it, is the name okay. Neil. Do you understand the name Neil?
I do. I know a name. I know somebody named Neil. Yeah, but
right.
I mean...
Now, is yeah. he... This is Neil, okay, is Neil wanting to connect with you, please?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's an old friend. He was, you know, he was married,
right.
you know, yeah.
Right, because I feel... Okay, this is what they're showing me. Now, they're not telling me to tell you to rule your life or whatever,
right.
but I feel that there is a connection with Neil, okay,
uh-huh.
and that there is an energy there, and you have to walk into that to see where that one takes you.
Wow, all right.
Okay, because there is something coming in or something that you've got to, it's like it's what I'm getting with Neil, unfinished business. Okay,
yeah.
so you've got to figure out if there's energy left or whether you and him had your opportunity and now it's time to move on. But they definitely given me the name Neil for you to have a look and see where that one takes you. I feel you've been denying yourself fun lately, all right?
Right.
I don't
yeah.
know why, but I just feel like as though everybody else seems to be getting to you and you're denying yourself fun. I also feel that there's new energy coming in. There's a new life coming in for you. But I also feel as well that you have been suffering with a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
Lately in your heart, okay? And I just wanted to say that there's love for you in the spirit world beyond belief.
Wow.
And I do feel that they have been listening to you and you have been doing a lot of talking to your loved ones who have passed over the last 3 months, and I want to say there seems to be a bench or somewhere that you sit, okay, but there's a tree close by this bench and you do a lot of soul searching and a lot of talking to yourself in your head. Do you understand this tree, this bench, what they're giving me, please?
No. Sorry.
Right, because
no,
it's a tree
yeah.
and a bench.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're giving me this. They're giving uh-huh. it to me for a reason. Okay, so maybe there's some way that you're going to be seeing a tree uh-huh. and a bench where you're going to be sitting talking to someone.
Oh, okay.
Because I definitely feel a lot of talking, a lot of soul searching, but I'm sitting on a bench by a tree.
Oh.
So watch for that. But I just
okay.
want to say that they are trying their best to find happiness for you. It's almost
wow.
like as though you have been shown signs, all right, or little they're trying to show you little signs. Have you had, my love, a feather, or have you been seeing white feathers, please, lately?
White feathers? Not white
yes.
feathers. Just.
Have you been having feathers, please?
Well, there's chickens next door, so I always thought they were from them, you know.
Right, because I'm getting feathers, a lot of feathers around you. So there's the chickens
yeah.
next door. This
right.
is why they're showing me a lot of feathers. This is another validation that they are
uh-huh.
working very, very, very closely
yeah.
to you.
Uh-huh.
Your life is going to start turning around for the better.
Uh-huh.
I feel that your heart has been broken over the time. This stems back from when you was a young girl, and I'm going to go back to the age
yeah.
of about 9. Okay,
right.
that's when your heart started. Sarah, I know, will have more guidance to give you, but I'm going to pass you over to Sarah and say thank you so much for connecting
thank
with
you.
The show tonight.
No, thank you.
Thank you,
very
my love.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Hello, my darling. Hello.
Hi.
There's
Hello.
Not really much I can add to that because there's quite a lot of information
right.
that Jeanette's given to you, sweetheart.
Right.
But I will have a quick link in and see what I can get for you just quickly, if that's okay with you.
That'd
because
be
I know
great.
We've got to go over to songs and we've got other callers online
okay.
as well.
Sure.
I feel like I've got a pain in my chest here. It's along the right-hand side, and I feel a little bit winded around that area. Now, this is either around you or somebody in the spirit world. I don't know, did somebody have like a breast cancer or something? I'm not saying this is you, by the way, because I'd never give that to you. But somebody have this in the spirit world. Do you understand?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, she's very close to you, this lady, my darling, and she brings a lot of love around you. And she gives me the month of January as well. And for some reason, I'm wiping away your tears. I've got almost like I've got a really lovely hanky as well, because she's just showing me a white handkerchief which is embroidered or it's got lace around it. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but this is what she's showing to me. And on the handkerchief, I feel like I've got a lovely smell, and it's her smell. It's her perfume, sweetheart. And it's almost like I feel you're going to smell this perfume. I don't know whether you already have, but I feel this smell will come in around you. All right, sweetie. Aww. It's a musky smell. It's almost like a sandalwoody, musky kind of... we have Body Shop in England, and there's a perfume in the Body Shop that's called White Musk. And it's almost like a clear, musky smell is what I want to give to you. All right? Donna, there's a Robert around you somewhere. Who's Robert?
Robert? Well, I have a friend's brother. His name Robert.
Yeah, okay.
We call him Bob.
Bob. Okay, just take Bob then. I also have a Michael around you as well, the name of Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a nephew named Michael.
Lovely. It's just validation, because this lady will give me the validations for you. Mm-hmm. She's showing me cherries as well. I don't know why I've got cherries. Somebody likes cherries.
Yeah, I love cherries.
Cherries. So if you love cherries, then she's giving you your special food. This is either a mom or a nan that was like a mom. I feel like I was a mom to you, Donna.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
You know, and I left too quickly. I left too quickly, and I didn't want to leave you. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's out of the blue or whether he wasn't expecting it, or neither was she, but she's just telling me I went far too quickly, and it was a little bit of a shock. Do you understand?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, darling. Do you want to say anything to her?
My relationship with her ex-husband, Gordon, I don't know. Well, I'm just having some issues with him. Does she have any thoughts about that?
I shouldn't laugh, because I know you're really upset, sweetheart, and I do care about how you feel, but this lady is almost like, I feel like she wants to swear. and I'm not going to swear.
Okay.
I'm not going to swear on the radio.
Okay,
because,
good.
I'll get that. But I feel a little bit of he has no rights.
Thank you.
I do want to swear, but I'm not going to. But you understand the swear word that this lady used. Okay. She's telling me he has no rights.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay. I didn't know if I should be feeling this way or not, so I guess she agrees with me. That's good.
You're fine. You are a very fair person. You haven't got it wrong.
Never mind
him being my ex-husband or my husband or whoever he is.
Right.
He has no rights, and my blood is boiling. I'm not happy about it.
Thank you. It's not pretty, but that's just kind of, because she never agreed with me when she was living, but now she sees, now that she can really see, you know, the truth. So I'm glad.
Oh, yeah. I hope that helps you, my darling.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It does. Thank you so much.
Her love is with you. And Andrew
will
be back next week, by the way, everybody. But you can listen back to Andrew's show. You will hear our voices, obviously, to get
thank
your
you.
Reading on that. I'm glad I came in for you, darling.
Thank you. That was so helpful. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
There we go. So, Jeanette, are we going to go to a song, or should we just continue with the... yes, I did say it right. Are we going to go to a song, or should we just continue with the readings?
Well, I think we should go with the readings. I think it all depends how many we've got waiting. Yeah, okay, we're going to go with the readings, otherwise we're not going to be able to fit as many people in. Okay, so who have we got next then, please? Okay. Hi, 609. Good evening. You're speaking to Jeanette Anne.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there, darling. Could I just ask you for your name, please?
Sure. It's Catherine.
Catherine. I love that name. How are you, Catherine?
Okay.
Okay, darling. Now, how can I help you this evening, please? Any area that you would like me to have a look at or
whatever makes you through?
Okay, sweetheart. New beginnings, that's what I need to give you, Catherine. Okay, I feel my guides are just really screaming that at me, new beginnings, new energy, because I feel with you, it's almost as if you have been waiting. And in a way, it's almost like as though I've been feeling very much in limbo. Do you understand that, Catherine?
Yes.
Yeah. Has this been going on around you for a while, this feeling of, I can't move forward, I don't know how to move forward?
Yes.
Well, darling, I just want to say that your guides, your loved ones in spirit, okay, who's Molly, please?
I don't know a Molly.
Molly, Mandy or Molly, who has passed over? Or who is around you, because I've just had that name strongly given to me, Mandy or Molly. Do you know who this is, please?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll take that name, okay?
What
because
was the
you
name
will find
now?
The Mandy or Molly.
Okay.
Okay, take that name, please. Because okay. I feel that that name is for you in some way. I'm also feeling with you, okay, that I need to have more get up and go. That's what I've been shown. I'm also feeling as well that I'm quite an intuitive person myself when I'm linking in with you. And also, as well, a lot of healing energy around you. So, darling, do you work in any way, shape or form as a healer or in any way helping people, please?
I think I try to help them if they need help or if they're sick or something, or I try to give them advice.
Right, because I feel that way with you, okay? I feel like as though I'm really trying my best, and it's almost as if you look after everybody, okay? But I do feel that there's been a situation that's really, really, really making you sad, and this has been going on now for a little while. I've also got a lady who comes through in spirit with auburn hair. When she was younger, in her time on this side of life, she had lovely auburn hair, okay? And I feel with her, she was a very sunny character, but you wouldn't mess with her. I'm getting a real family, strong family link on this lady. So I feel she's either your mum or your grandmother, but there is definitely this beautiful mound of hair around this lady. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I know who that is, yes.
Okay, I feel that she's bringing in loads of love for you, and also the stomach area. So did she have problems, darling, with her stomach?
Yes, she did, yes. She had,
because
you know, different things. I didn't know exactly what it was, but a combination of things, yes, she did.
Yes, because she's just really making me aware of my stomach, and I've just had a burning sensation placed in the middle of my stomach, and it's almost like as though she's really highlighting that to me to say, look, this is where I had a lot of problems, okay? So she's showing me this, and she's giving me the impression that she was poked around. So was there like a lot of surgery, or was there a lot of treatment or something going on around that area, please?
No. No, she was in a nursing home.
Right, so where is the burning sensation and the issues with the stomach?
I don't know. She had diabetes, and she got to where I couldn't really communicate with her. She didn't understand and didn't really talk very much with us. And then when she passed, it was kind of like she was maybe in a coma. Her eyes were open, but I don't know if she could hear us or not.
Did she have to be fed through a tube, please?
No.
Where is the person that used to be fed through a tube? Why is she giving me tubes? Who's been having that surgery around you? Someone around you has been having surgery or have had surgery and they've had, you know, they've had to be fed via, you know, drip feeds, because I'm just getting that feeling of I'm being nourished.
Oh, okay. My two brothers had problems. My one brother, you're talking about intravenous, right?
Yes.
Yes, I have two brothers. One had cancer surgery two times and the other one is sick, both
right.
of them.
Okay. And were they having any issues in the chest or the stomach area, please?
The one is like the stomach area, but lower, but kind of in the stomach area.
Right, because this is what she's been showing me. So she's been trying to give me validations to link in with your brothers, okay? Because sometimes when spirit give you information, it's like fitting pieces of a jigsaw together. Sometimes they come through very clearly with what they want to say, and sometimes they give you things and you've got to try and understand what they're trying to say. I feel she's coming through and showing you that she's been around and she's watching what's been going on around the family, okay? And I feel that she knows that you've been really stressed out lately about situations, and I feel what she's trying to say to you is that there is always another choice, okay? So what that tells me, my love, is that you've been looking at things and thinking, I haven't got any choice, but there is always another choice, because she's just given me that message quite clearly for you. Do you understand that, Catherine?
Yes, it's something to do with my granddaughter and my son and things like that. And
right, okay.
You know,
well,
you feel that you're responsible to take care of them.
Yeah. Right, okay, because she's saying there's always another choice, okay, and I do feel that this is something that she wants to get through quite clearly to you, and she's always bringing in lots of love for you and the family, and I'm going to have to let you go now, sweetheart, because we've got lots of people waiting, and we haven't got long left of the show, but it's been lovely connecting with you this evening, and I'll take, you know, I want you to take their love with you, and
I will.
I'd say thank you very much, and God bless, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye. Okay, Sarah, who have we got now?
I'm not too sure who's on the line.
Right, okay. Okay, 7773. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm going to pass you over to Sarah May now, darling, okay? Can I just take your name, please?
I'm Teresa.
Oh, hi, Teresa. I'm going to pass you over to Sarah May, who is going to take over from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeanette,
okay,
darling.
Okay, thank you.
Hello there, Teresa. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. And whereabouts are you, sweetheart?
I'm calling from the States, Chicago.
Wow, Chicago. Okay. Is there anything specific you want to ask me, my darling, or do you just want me to link in with you?
Just link in with me.
Okay. You know something, Teresa, before your voice came through, I felt very sleepy, very tired, very chesty, very low, and very achy. Okay, and I get a sense this is somebody around you in the spirit world who maybe passed with these conditions. Do you understand this?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? I feel like I've got a lady with me. I feel like she's not a particularly tall lady. I feel like she sat in the chair, okay, because she's showing me the chair. And I'm looking out of the windows, unless, this, of course, this is somebody around you at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, sweetheart. Do you get the link or do you not get the link?
Not yet. Not
good.
Yet.
that. It's okay. I don't mind a no. It just gives me, you know, makes me work a little bit harder for it.
Oh,
I also feel like I've got tingling lips as well, very tingly lips. So somebody was low in oxygen, very low in oxygen, because my lips are very blue. Okay. So because she's such a tired energy, trying to sort of, we've given that information over, just want to bring her in to see if she wants to give me anything else.
Okay.
She gives me December as being either a birthday or a passing, either around her or birthdays of people in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a Jessica around you anywhere, Teresa?
Jessie
or Jessica?
There's a Jessie that passed over, man.
Oh, that's the man. Now, mm-hmm. without wanting to be rude, are the symptoms that I've given, are these of Jesse?
Well, we didn't know why, how he passed, but we figured it was something, you know, with his heart or something like that.
Right, okay. Maybe I've got the lady and Jesse there together then, all right? Because I do get this Jesse link. He's coming in now, and he's telling me somebody's got a bad knee. Who is it around you that's got the bad knee?
I don't know. It could be his wife that's still here.
Right. It's my right knee. Something wrong with my right knee. All right. And I'm getting a lot of tension around the back of my neck as well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to give you the name Kathy or Kate or Kathleen, something like that. Do you understand this name?
Yeah, I have a friend named Katie.
Katie, lovely. Okay. And I want to give you number 11. So is the 11th of the month relevant to you? 11th.
That was somebody's birthday in February that I used to pass over.
There you go. So they're going to be there as well. You've got quite a few around you here. I feel like I've got a big crowd here, to be perfectly honest with you. I honestly feel like I've got people crowding around you. I'm wondering if you've got a spiritual gift, sweetheart, because I feel like people crowd around you as well, as though you're some sort of medium or some sort of communicator for the spirit world. Do you understand this? Are you,
yes.
Teresa? I thought so.
Yeah.
You are a beautiful spirit with a gentle energy who always offers love and giving. And spirit want to say to you, you've tired yourself out a little bit. And there's some sort of a holiday or a break coming for you, which will be about 2 days, something to do with 2 days. And where am I going? I am going near a lake. There's a lake somewhere, sweetheart. Do you understand this? Have you already got this booked or is this coming up for you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
okay.
I kind of know where I wanted to go, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, so they're saying it's not your dreams. It will come for you. They'll find a way to get you there. Do you understand, sweetie? You've put in a lot. I feel like you work very long hours.
Yeah, I was working, but I'm not no longer working. You know, I was working with a patient. I was a caregiver, but I haven't been working, you know, recently.
Now, this patient you were working with, is it the one that sat in the chair who was aching all over? Very tired.
Yeah, she's still alive, but she's in a nursing home. Yeah.
Yeah. Am I looking out of patio windows, a chair looking out of patio windows? Because it may well be that spirit is telling me about the person on the earth plane. Who's Margaret, mm-hmm. Teresa? Margaret.
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 I know of a Margaret, but, you know, she used to live in this building where I live, but didn't know her real. You know, I just knew of her, and I've known of people named Margaret, but we wasn't, you know, real close or nothing. Friends.
No problem. They're just giving me the name of somebody around you, that's all. Okay, what else am I doing with you? I feel like I've got a chest that I need to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a chest that's full of memorabilia? Or have I opened it up and I've been looking at things? And I feel like, is your dad in the spirit world, sweetheart?
I do not know. I know he had been sick, but I don't know if he's passed over. I can give you his name, but my sister, we have the same father. She hasn't told me, though. But I got a feeling he's been sick or something, but nobody's told me. But his name is Bobby Curry.
Oh, what a lovely name. Have you been looking at pictures of him?
Not recently, but I had wrote him a card, but it came back to me because it was the wrong address.
So you're worried about him, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Martin?
Martin?
Around you, Martin, or connected around Dad?
I don't know anybody named that. Mm-mm.
Okay. My genuine feeling is that Dad isn't in the spirit world.
That's
my genuine feeling. My genuine feeling is that he is being looked after, and that's how I feel. And I get a Michael linking with you as well, Teresa, for some reason. Michael. So it could be Saint Michael, something like that. I don't know if it's the name of a place, but I do want to give you the name Saint Michael's, and I do feel that you will connect, my darling. Okay, that somebody, but it won't be your sister. It'll be a male member of the family who will get in touch with you. It'll be a male member of the family.
Okay, and they'll let me know if he's passed.
No, I think that they will get in touch with you, re your father, but I don't feel he's in the spirit world. I've got a very big no in front of me, N-O, and it's in capital letters, because I've asked that question.
That's good.
Do you understand? Send your healing thoughts to bring him towards you, that you may communicate with him, because I do feel you really want to communicate with him, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And just send those healing thoughts out.
Well, my sister has my address and number, but she won't give it to him. Like, you know, he contacted her. We have different mothers, but she never would give it to him. So
that's very unkind, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way she is, though.
Yeah. A male member, that's maybe why I had to tell you it was a male member that will give you the information, which is obviously not your sister. It won't be connected around your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
okay.
Laurie?
Laurie. I had a patient named Laurie that passed over.
Okay.
Her name was Laurie.
Laurie. Okay, I've got Laurie here. Did she... you know what I'm doing at the moment? How do I explain what I'm doing? I'm touching my chin. Touching my chin. Who does that? Almost like strokes their chin, or somebody strokes the chin.
Her chin.
Chin. They might be doing mad things, honestly.
No, I didn't understand you. No, you okay? I just didn't make out what you said.
The chin, I'm stroking my chin, almost like my fingers pulling together around my chin, almost like I'm having a big think and a ponder. Who is it that does that? Almost like, you know, for example, if you've got a man with a goatee beard, they'd be like touching their beard. But I'm not saying it is a man, but I just wanted to explain what I'm doing.
I'm trying to think that Laurie used to do that. Seemed like she used to kind of touch her face like that.
That's her. Okay, my darling, I'm going to have to say goodbye because this show has gone so quickly. We used to do it in a couple of hours, and we just need to finalise and say thank you so much to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
There we
Bye-bye.
Go. For all of you callers out there that have called in to the Spiritual Awakening Andrew D Show, I'm afraid we're coming up to the end of the show, so we're unable to take any more readings. And I would imagine that Andrew D will be back at the helm of his own show next week. Jeanette, sweetheart, it's been lovely working with you tonight. Bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
It's been very laid back, hasn't it? Not like our...
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I've really enjoyed
show.
It. Yeah. Oh, well, that's the way these things are meant to be, and it's been fantastic. And I'd like to say thanks to all our listeners, and keep listening to Mike's Rigged FM and all the fabulous shows that we've got going on.
We've got a fabulous team, and we've got some wonderful, wonderful mediums working on the Mike Spirit team. And tomorrow night, Jeanette, we've got Grant Collier's first show.
Wow.
Above and Beyond, and I'll
fantastic.
Be posting there as well. So,
okay.
So there. We bid you good evening, good day, good afternoon, good morning. But we do say,
I know.
Thank you and goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.